latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Newcastle United headlines. Team news ahead of the FA Cup third round replay with Birmingham City on Wednesday evening. Midfielder Jonjo Shelvey is available for the match following his recent five-match ban. Shelvey back available and is expected to be involved against Birmingham. Boss Rafa Benitez, though, is without Dwight Gale, Alexander Mitrovic, Vernon Anita and Isaac Hayden. All those players missing through injury. For Birmingham, their manager Gianfranco Zola says he may rest defender Michael Morrison and striker Lukas Jutkovic, while the visitors are also without new signing Craig Gardner. Clayton Donaldson and Greg Stewart are both also absent. The winner of Wednesday's replay will travel to League One side Oxford United in the fourth round on January the 28th after the first match at St Andrews finished 1-1. Ahead of the game, Jose Perez has said that despite the injuries, Newcastle need to go on a bit of an FA Cup run. He said, "We know we have injuries, but we still believe in the squad. We know there are a lot of games, but we are ready for them and focused on Birmingham in the Cup and getting a win. There is a big squad and there are injured players, but the staff still believe in us," he said. "We just have to play football, do our best. We have a great chance to win. It's not less important," he said, "because it's the FA Cup, so we have to focus on Birmingham and getting through," he said. Meanwhile, away from the match and on the transfer front, manager Benitez has hinted that Newcastle have ended their interest in Fulham's Tom Kearney. It was thought that Newcastle were ready to make an offer for Kearney. Benitez has told the Chronicle, "We do have some names on our transfer list. We have had some names, but clubs say 20 million or he's not for sale. So then we have to move forward and look for another one," he said. That appears to be referencing Kearney amid reports that Fulham will only let him go for £20 million. Benitez has also been quoted as saying, "In January, it is so difficult to find these players with experience who can make the difference. It is very difficult," he said.